Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some LCCC volleyball. The Lady Golden Eagles are the Region 9 tournament hosts. It'll be at Story Gym beginning Wednesday, and we've got the head coach of the LCCC volleyball team, Austin Albers, joining us here on the program. And Austin, first of all, thanks for joining us. What's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Just trying to get everything ready to go. The big day's tomorrow. We're going 8 a.m. till God knows when that thing will end. So we'll be really busy. We're just trying to get everything situated and set up, ready to roll.
Yeah, you have 8 matches, and I'm sure, you know, with the familiarity between all these teams, you're going to have a couple of those probably go the distance. I mean, putting this tournament on, not being on campus, I mean, you're probably wearing a lot of hats and also trying to get a team ready to play for a Region 9 title. I mean, that's got to be a challenge. How's it been going so far?
Definitely. There's some additional challenges this year just with the fact that we're hosting. It's off campus, which is unique. And we're also still trying to prepare and get our team ready to go. So there's a lot of different things going on. Fortunately, I've got a lot of good help here at the college. So other people have stepped in and said, hey, just try to focus on coaching your team, which is helpful for me because that's obviously our main objective. We want to make sure that our team's ready to rock and that we put forth a good product out there this week, in front of our home fans, and hopefully can get Story Gym, with some energy and rocking a little bit.
I know Story is a lot bigger than the rack, but was that really the only decision behind having it at Story Gym, or what went into that decision?
Yeah, initially we were supposed to host the tournament back in 2016, and we had some coaches who said, hey, with the ceiling height, the postseason shouldn't be allowed in that gym, and so we ended up switching it out for 2018 and just kind of moved some other people up on the list and in hopes that renovations and things would happen, and then of course they never did. So here we sit in the same situation. So finally we just said, if that's the issue, we'll do it at a neutral site downtown. We'll give you the ceiling height. We just want to be able to host it, play in front of our fans, and be able to have that playing at home with parentheses around home, or quotation marks around home, because it's not truly home, but that home feel and that home atmosphere. We lose a little bit of the advantage of the facility and being used to the space, but we do still get the advantage of being able to sleep in our own beds, be in familiar atmosphere, and then hopefully still have a really good home crowd supporting the Golden Eagles this week.
Going undefeated in Region 9 North play, is that a product of you guys just playing extremely well during that time? Or, what went behind that? Are you just clearly that much better than the region?
I think going undefeated is challenging regardless of talent level, across the board, just because you can always slip up and have a bad match. Road matches are always difficult. Everybody always plays a little bit better at their place. And so for us, I think it was a good showing of our maturity and leadership that we have on this year's team. We have 10 sophomores. They've been through it. They experienced that success as a freshman class. And so they were really dialed in on what they wanted to accomplish, how they wanted to go about accomplishing it. And we certainly weren't flawless throughout the conference season. We dropped sets we shouldn't have dropped, and we had moments where we, and stretches where we played really poorly. But overall, they're a team that understands that it takes 3 sets to win a match, and just because you have one or two of those moments here and there, it doesn't have to affect the end goal. And so we've had a good group that just kind of stays the course, keeps their head down and just keeps grinding and figuring things out. And so there's some talented teams in our conference, certainly some teams that have challenged us. But I just, I'm super proud of the way that our group just stayed the course, kept their eye on the prize and stuck with our goals that we set at the beginning of the season. And now all of that goes by the wayside because a new season starts and everybody's at 0-0 and nobody cares what you did before this. So for us, we've got really good momentum going into the tournament, but as postseason postseason play is a whole different animal, so we've got to really be sharp and just kind of, like we talked about, not try to change anything and just make sure that we're our best at what we've done to this point that's gotten us this far.
I mean, you mentioned postseason play is just that, it's a new season, but with the way you guys played in the region, would not winning this Region 9 tournament, or at least getting, you know, a top two finish, would that be a disappointment with the way you guys have been playing in the region?
Certainly. I think that our team would be disappointed. I know as a coach I would be disappointed. Not because I think it's a foregone conclusion, because I think we're going to have to battle our rear ends off to get into that position this week, because there are a lot of really solid teams, and the South is extremely strong this year. But just because this group has battled so hard and had such a good regular season, it would just be disappointing, just because I think this team really deserves it, and has put in the work and done those things. But the fact of the matter is, so has everybody else. So it's one of those deals where at a sentimental level, you feel like, hey, this is the team that really deserves to be there, so hopefully we can put things together. And it would certainly be disappointing if we couldn't do that this week. But we also understand the task at hand. This is a new tournament. It's going to be a much more difficult road than it has been in the past, just with the combination of the two sides of the region. And it's going to be a whole new battle than we had to go through last year. I think that excites us a little bit. Hopefully it, you know, stirs up a little bit of those nerves that can fortify and turn us into a really focused and an excited group to play. If we can put things together, hopefully we can. I think we have the talent level and the experience, just having been there last year with so many returners, to be equipped to make a good tournament run, but we certainly know that the road's not going to be easy and nothing's going to be handed to us.
Do you like the change to combining the North and the South together and coming away with the two top teams headed to Nationals? Is that a good way, in your opinion, to determine the two teams that go?
I think it's a really good move for the region to make sure that we maintain our two bids. It was the right move for everybody as a whole. You know, looking at it now in the position that we're at, sure, if we'd have stayed North and South, we'd have a really good shot at getting through our tournament like we did last year and being back at the national tournament. But the big thing is, it's not about any one team. It's not about the short-sightedness of it. When we made this decision as coaches and as a region and voted it through, it was, we want to make sure that we're making the region as strong as possible. We're long-term focused. How can we make sure that we're represented at the national level? And I think this tournament really does that. I really like that it puts stake on the regular season. You know, before, all seven of our teams from the North got in, and now you have an opportunity to earn a bye, so you don't have that early play-in match if you're a one or a two seed. Our last place team doesn't get in, so it puts a little bit more stake in what you're doing in the regular season, whereas in the past you could have gone 0-4 in the regular season and showed up and subbed a whole different team in and won the tournament and been good to go. So I like that it puts a little bit more emphasis on the whole product rather than just that last week or that last 4 days. And I think as this grows and as we become more familiar, it'll help with teams. You know, it's easy for us because we're located close to all of the South schools, so we get a chance to see everybody, but I know a lot of those North teams don't. And I think it'll just help with the scheduling process of those teams wanting to make sure that they see those other teams that they're going to run into at the tournament, just so that we're a little bit more prepared and those kinds of things. But we'll see how it goes this first year. And we're excited to be able to host the first one. And I'm sure we'll learn some things. And hopefully, we're hoping that things go well and that it's a fun tournament for everyone to be involved in. But also that it draws good attention for how we've kind of remodeled everything just to make our region more competitive and make it more appealing for fans, for four-year coaches to come and recruit and those kinds of things. There's a lot of positives to it that I think we'll really start to see after this first year.
Before we let you go, tomorrow, of course, Halloween. What was your favorite and best Halloween costume when you were a kid?
Gosh. My dad was a high school football coach as well as volleyball coach. So I've got to say my favorite one probably was getting to suit up and steal a couple of extra sets of pads out of the equipment room and rock the helmet and pads and the oversized helmet and pads and full football attire. That was probably my go-to when I was a kid.
Very nice. LCCC, the host of the Region 9 Volleyball Tournament. Lady Golden Eagles will play tomorrow night or at 7 p.m. They will play the winner of Lamar and Casper. Everything gets going at Story Gym 8 a.m. My goodness, Austin, it's going to be a busy, long day and a long next 4 days for the volleyball folks and fans here in Cheyenne that can get out and chance to watch some good volleyball. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Yeah, if you like volleyball and you like long days, come down to Story because we've got both for you.
Outstanding. Again, starts tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. at Story Gym. LCCC will play at 7 p.m. Good luck, Austin. We'll keep in touch, and good luck this week. Thank you so much.